Okay, then, McMurphy says, taking a look around him. I can see he's getting more interested. I hope the big nurse isn't hearing this. He'll be up undisturbed in an hour. We need something heavier. How about a table? Same as the chair. Same wood, same weight. All right, by God, let's just figure out what I'd have to toss through that screen to bust out. And if you birds don't think I'd do it if I ever got the urge, then you got another think coming. Okay, something bigger than a table or a chair. Well, if it was night, I might throw that fat coon through it. He's heavy enough. Much too soft, Harding says. He'd hit the screen and it would dice him like an eggplant. How about one of the beds? A bed is too big even if you could lift it. It wouldn't go through the window. I could lift it, all right. Well, hell, right over there you are. That thing Billy's sitting on, that big control panel with all the handles and cranks. That's hard enough, ain't it? And it damn well should be heavy enough. Sure, Fredrickson says. That's the same as you kicking your foot through the steel door at the front. What'd be wrong with using the panel? It don't look nailed down. No, it's not bolted. There's probably nothing holding it but a few wires, but look at it, for Christ's sakes. Everybody looks. The panel is steel and cement, half the size of one of the tables, probably weighs 400 pounds. Okay, I'm looking at it. It don't look any bigger than hay bales I've bucked up into truck beds. I'm afraid, my friend, that this contrivance will weigh a bit more than your bales of hay. About a quarter ton more, I'd say, Fredrickson says. He's right, Mac, Cheswick says. It'd be awful heavy. Hell, are you birds telling me I can't lift that dinky little gizmo? My friend, I don't recall anything about psychopaths being able to move mountains in addition to their other noteworthy assets. Okay, you say I can't lift it. Well, by God! McMurphy hops off the table and goes to peeling off his green jacket. The tattoos sticking half out of his t-shirt jump around the muscles on his arms. Then who's willing to lay $5? Nobody's going to convince me I can't do something till I try it. $5. McMurphy, this is as foolhardy as your bet about the nurse. Who's got $5 they want to lose? You hit or you sit? The guys all go to signing liens at once. He's beat them so many times at poker and blackjack, they can't wait to get back at him. And this is a certain sure thing. I don't know what he's driving at. Broad and big as he is, it'd take three of him to move that panel, and he knows it. He can just look at it and see he probably couldn't even tip it, let alone lift it. It'd take a giant to lift it off the ground.